Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gawai, said that the judiciary, executive and legislature exist to deliver justice to the last citizen of the country. Stressing the need for a calibrated and coordinated effort among these pillars, he said every step must be taken to ensure that justice is delivered at the earliest and at the least cost. He was speaking after inaugurating the newly constructed court building of the Guwahati High Court's Itanagar Permanent Bench at Naharlagun today. Mr. Gawai said that despite facing several crises over the past 75 years after independence, the nation has remained strong, united, and is on the path to becoming a developed country. He said this was only possible by the strength of the Indian Constitution. The Chief Justice of India also added that Northeast is one of the most important parts of India and said that the Constitution provides special provisions to preserve and safeguard the tribal communities of the region. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and Arjun Ram Meghwal, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, along with a host of dignitaries, were also present on the occasion.
Northeast is one of the most important parts of the country. और यहाँ के जो ट्राइबल्स हैं, उनके स्पेशल प्रोविजन देखते हुए भारत के संविधान में शेड्यूल 5 और शेड्यूल 6 के अंतर्गत स्पेशल प्रोविजन्स किए गए हैं, जिसके तहत जो अपने कल्चरल ट्रेडिशंस है, स्पेसिफिक ट्रेडिशंस है, वो अरुणाचल प्रदेश के हो या मिजोरम के हो या नागालैंड के हो, उसका जतन किया जाए, वहाँ के आदिवासी का रक्षण किया जाए, वहाँ के जो जनजातियाँ है दे शुड बी saved from the exploitation.
Chief Minister Pema Khandu has termed the new building inauguration of the Guwahati High Court Itanagar Permanent Bench as a momentous day and the judicial history of Arunachal Pradesh and India, emphasizing that the state-of-the-art facility is not only a boost to the judiciary, but also a symbol of hope, accessibility and unwavering pursuit of justice. The Chief Minister credited the achievement to the collaborative efforts of the Guwahati High Court, members of the Bar, state government officials and all stakeholders, including the state, PWD and the contractor. Highlighting the state's progress in judicial infrastructure, Khandu noted that Arunachal Pradesh has expanded from just 2 courts in 2016 to 33 functional courts today, with 8 new courts added recently and 463 new posts created in the district judiciary. The Tomoriba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences yesterday hosted the second lecture series of the APLA at 50 Outreach Connect at the new academic building. The session was a continuation of the APLA at 50 Outreach Connect that held its curtain raiser at Rajiv Gandhi University. The event was attended by Speaker, Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Tesam Pongte, Deputy Speaker, Cardo Nigyor, MLA Techikaso, and other dignitaries. The Outreach Connect initiative aims to celebrate the Golden Jubilee of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly while promoting civic awareness and active citizenship across the state. The program brought together dignitaries, faculty, students, and officials to foster awareness on India's democratic ethos and constitutional values. The Leaning 12th Dorje Khandu Memorial State Badminton Championship 2025 officially commenced yesterday at the Khelo India Indoor Stadium, Itanagar, marking the beginning of a week-long celebration of sporting excellence. The championship is being held from August 9th to 13th, attracting over 500 participants from all districts of Arunachal Pradesh, along with players from Sangeladin Sports Academy and Rajiv Gandhi University Sports Control Board. The Arunachal State Badminton Association is hosting the championship under the aegis of the Badminton Association of India and in collaboration with the Department of Sports. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued a yellow alert for 17 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today said that Operation Sindoor is a testament to the synergy and operational cohesion among the three services. Addressing the participants of the 21st Higher Defence Management Course and senior officers at the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad, General Chauhan shared strategic perspective on integration in the armed forces. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.